milioni di podcast. Approfondimenti sul podcast dal Master in Comunicazione della Scienza di Trieste.
Robert Caglio, you say that the web did not develop the highly interconnected way it was created, but today we speak of web 2.0 and social media.
Well, web 2.0 is nothing new. It is just a social way of using what there is, but it's not a technology. So web 2.0 is just not a technology. Everything that web 2.0 uses as technologies was already there. And I must say that indeed, with especially with the blogs and the personal websites and the rings and the groups and all these things, we are coming back slowly maybe to the original intentions of connecting things up. That said, it's also true that you do need a good way of searching what is there. And at the moment, this searching is done by one central thing, which is probably not the way it should be done, but that's how it is. So we shall see whether the technologies of searching agents and search autonomous searching robots on the web, personalized, that you send out, whether that those technologies will succeed or not. There's been talk about them for a long time, but I haven't seen any that I can use.
During your talk, you asked, where are we? Well, on the web, where are we and where should we go?
Well, where we are is I think, quite impressive. We have a lot, not all of it, but we have a lot of human knowledge already in there, and more is going into it. Where should we go? I think that is a very dangerous thing to decide. I think we should let that be decided by the people out there where they want to go. And I have been quite negative in my talk. I know that, but I think actually that once again, with the development of these groups and blogs and so forth, there will be some moments where a lot of this silly talk will just disappear in the background, and the important things will remain, and the important things will be decided by the people out there. The real problem that remains, and if you have noticed that in the other talks as well, is that apart from me, nobody talked about the energy needs for continuing these things, right? FabLab needs a tremendous amount of energy, far more than classical manufacturing. I mean, factors of 10 more. But he didn't mention any energy needs. You know, he and the same was true for Dr. Herr with his prosthetic things. There's energy needed for that. It's not just that we can do it, it's that we have to be able to continue to do it. And that problem is a problem that I think we're not addressing well enough. And it has nothing to do with the web, and it has nothing to do with knowledge and ways of manufacturing. It has to do with a simple, raw, stupid need for energy.
Why the web could be a resource for the education?
Why? Well, it was intended as a resource for education. I mean, what we wanted in the beginning was to say, well, we know all these things are there, and we want to look at them, but we can't because we have to know the other person's name and password and how to operate his computer. And many of these things were already sort of, you know, in other systems like the Minitel and the CFAX and Gopher and God knows what else. The web just came in and cut through all that and made it uniform because of a standard. But the idea certainly was always to apply it in education and research. Perhaps first in research, but certainly also in education.
Why scientists in particular could learn from public communication on the web?
Well, from public communication in particular, because I think to be a good scientist, you need certain talents that do not always go together well with good communication. So there are a few scientists that have both talents of understanding and doing the science, and also communicating that science. And I think that is those few people who have that, they are very important, and they should be supported by their colleagues, and sometimes they are not. So sometimes the scientists will confuse the issue by not being clear. We have seen this in the global warming issue, where the politicians who wanted to deny the existence of climate change always said, yeah, but it's not proved, right? Or this one says that, and the other one says such and such, right? So they profited from used the differences between the scientists to say it doesn't exist, and it's the same thing is used about evolution by the creationists, where they say, yeah, but it is not really proved, and there is a lot of discussion, and people do not agree, and so forth. It is true that scientists between them do not agree, but that doesn't mean that the science isn't there. So scientists should learn to present the things that they really do know and that they do agree on, and not so much publicize the differences that are there, that must be there, but that just confuse the issue. So it's a matter of confusion, I think, more than that. Clarity is needed.
Well, in your opinion, could we consider share the keywords of the future? Condivision.
Yes, I think so. We have to do that, and I was very glad by this reaction in the last comment of Neil on the generals in the battle zones who say what we really need is not more weapons, what we need is to help the people locally here. And I've been thinking that also for a long time. You know, you do not pump more soldiers and more weapons and more cannon and more bombs into Afghanistan. Pump into it means whereby these people can make their own life better. And you can only get education and democracy and those values that we consider highly by having a situation in which you do not have to worry about where your next meal is going to come from, where you're going to sleep, and where you're going to get fresh water from. Right? Those things have to be there first, and only on top of that can you build. And I was happy to hear that comment from the generals. Give us more things for the people, to help the people, than to help the armies.
The last question, what is the World Wide Web Consortium?
That is the body that makes the standards. It was originally planned to be hosted by CERN in Geneva in Europe and by MIT in the US. But then it became INRIA in Europe, and the European Commission, the European Research Consortium for Informatics and Mathematics and MIT that did it together. And the objective of the consortium is to ensure that all the servers and all the browsers keep working together, so that there is one common standard, so that you know that when you write something to be published, it can be read on the other side. Because this, until now, until recently, was really problematic. So it was to prevent things from becoming uninteroperable. So we need things to fit together.
Lezioni di podcast. Approfondimenti sul podcast dal Master in Comunicazione della Scienza di Trieste.